Blog Talk Radio.
We have to believe that this is where we're supposed to be right now.
And you can only be a hero to one woman at a time.
Just a kiss on your lips.
You know I love you.
I love you too.
I'm not a princess. This ain't a fairy tale. I'm not the one you'll sweep off her feet. Leader up the stairwell. This ain't Hollywood. This is a small town. I was a dreamer before you.
Jason, it's going to happen. You've got payback coming, and I'm going to love watching it land on you.
From Daytime After Dark. It's Friday night, you know, the best night of the week, you ask me, because I get to talk to you, everyone that calls in. And tonight I am very excited because I get to interview Jen Lilly, who played the wonderful, sexy, feisty, you know, in jail by now, but you know, after today's episode, it was like a oh my god episode. It was one of those, it was one of those really good episodes, and I loved it. So I am gonna bring on Jen right away. I'm not gonna make her wait, and I'm so looking forward to it. And after I'm done interviewing her, I will bring you guys on one at a time. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk to Jen. And tonight should be a fun night. So let's get it started. You guys know her from Central Hospital, Maxi Zone, the incredible Maxi Zone. You know, this girl has been a great actress in the role. And, you know, and for all of you who don't know, she's been in Hannah Montana, she's been in The Artist, she's been in so many things, and I am going to bring her on right now, you guys. So, Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I just want to say before we do the interview, you are one of the best criers I've ever seen in daytime. When you cry, because I was rewatching the Robin scenes today, you kind of made me cry for like an hour, but you will be forgiven for that. But when you and Bradford were doing the scenes and he was telling you and you're like, no, you're doing this to hurt me. And I'm like, Maxie, he would not hurt you in this way. Come on. But you rocked the scene. I mean, I think you should get the Daytime Emmy for it because you were so convincing. You were so raw, so emotional. How did you feel when you were going to tape that?
Well, first of all, thank you. I was really nervous that day because I knew there was a lot of pressure. You know, Kirsten Storms is amazing, and mm-hmm. I believe she did win an Emmy for her role as Maxie. And I remember just being so nervous because I haven't cried in general and for a role in so long with my comedy background. And I remember I was just so nervous that day. And while we were doing it, I mean, I really owe that scene to Bradford. I told him afterwards, I was like, I could not have done that without you. I really felt it. Frank had redirected us during rehearsal and told me, you know, when you do this, I want you to hit Bradford. You know, I want you to hit Melanie. And, when it's like, stop it. And I thought, before we rolled, I thought, oh, gosh, that's going to look so cheesy. And when we were in the scene, I just got so lost in the reality of it because Bradford's so talented and mm-hmm. he really goes there for you and he's so committed as an actor to a scene partner. And I remember I went to go hit him and I remember literally collapsing into his arms and I remember just mm-hmm. breaking at that moment and not feeling like I was in the scene at all. So when it was done, I was really happy. I mean, I felt like I reached a new level that day in my acting and I mean, I was really bawling. I had to sit down in my dressing room for about a half hour before I left the set because I thought, I can't drive. Like, I'll get in a wreck. And I really owe it all to Bradford. I mean, that had nothing to do with me. He's just such an amazing scene partner, and I really don't think I could have done that scene with anybody else.
Well, so, I mean, all my audience knows I call Bradford my TV husband. So, yeah, I'm in love with Spinelli. I love Spinelli, you know. I love Maxie and Spinelli. I'm getting to like Matt and, you know, Maxie. If you heard Bradford, I won't be happy. I will not be happy if you heard Spinelli, to be honest. But when you said to him right before you found out about Robin, you know, dying, and you know, you were saying goodbye, and you said, I got to fall in love with Matt, you know, and got to do this. And you said something like, you know, you love me, you know, I make mistakes, you know, and I loved it when you said, you know, I make mistakes. I thought for Maxie, that was growing as a character for, you know, her to admit that, she has made mistakes. And, you know, I think you should just own that because that was you. And like you said, coming into this role with Kirsten Stonebriss, I've got to hand it to you. You've been doing, you made Maxie your own. So I, you know, for someone that has followed Maxie throughout my whole life, and, you know, for me to come and say that you are becoming Maxie. I mean, you are Maxie. And was it very, I mean, when you, how did you get the role of Maxie? How did that come about?
I had auditioned for Mark Teschner. He's the casting director, and he's great. I had auditioned for him. Basically August for Woman in White, and I didn't get it, which was fine. And I think I really creeped him out in the audition because it was such a weird audition. And I went in character, meaning I did not introduce myself as Jen. I just went in as the Woman in White. left as the woman in white, and it was really funny. I mean, I left the audition, and my manager, I called him, you know, you always call your manager after an audition, like, how'd it go? And I said, I don't know. I went in to do what I planned, but I don't know whether he loved it, and he was speechless, or if I just scared the ever-loving bejesus out of him. So he ended up liking me, didn't think I was right for the role, and so then a month later, a breakdown came out, meaning a breakdown is a list of what's casting, okay? So a breakdown came out, and I saw it, and it said, it didn't say that it was for Maxie. It said it was for 25-ish, hip, sexy, sassy, stylish, fashionista, preferably blonde, upbeat, quirky, comedic a little. And so my manager decided to submit me on it and decided to tell Mark Deschner, like, hey, remember my client from a month ago who said you'd see her again? So they looked at 1,400 submissions, and they picked 8 of us to audition, and I was one of the 8, and my manager told me that a celebrity had already been asked to play the role, and he was like, your only job is to go in there and not be creepy. So I went in. Yeah, I know. I was like, okay. So I went in, auditioned, and then I had a call back that afternoon, and I read with Bradford, and Bradford and I just really get along as people. I remember just, like, instantly liking him. He's such a great guy in addition to, I mean, Spinelli, he's a brilliant actor, but Bradford is such a good person. And I remember just really liking him in the audition, and I left, and they were like, well, wait, can you stay in our lobby for 5 minutes and hang out? And then they came out, and they were like, you got the role. By the way, it's for Maxie. I had no idea. It starts tomorrow morning. Here's 12 scripts. And then they gave me like a 2-hour tour. I went down. I got wardrobe fitting immediately. And it was crazy. I did not know until after I booked the role that I was playing Maxie, and I started the next day. And so it was insane. And it's been an adventure.
Aren't you kind of glad? Well, number one, that you did not get Lady in White, because the Lady in White is gone now. And number two, aren't you glad that you did not know that it was Maxie? Because maybe that would have, you know.
I don't think I would have gotten it if I had known it was Maxie, because I would have gone in there and I wouldn't have done Jen Lilly comedy, which is what I do well. I'm good at comedy. That's one thing I am confident about. I'm not confident on anything else. Comedy I know I can do, and I think it would have thrown me off had I known I was going in for Maxie. And I am so grateful that I didn't get Woman in White, because we all know she's come and gone, and it's just so ironic. I tell my manager all the time, and to a fault, I mean, he kind of teases me, because I'm always like, well, after an audition, I don't get bummed if I don't book something. I always say, you know, I'm a Christian, I believe that my steps are ordered by the Lord, and so I'm like, look, everything happens for a reason. God has a plan for me, and I don't know what it is, but, like, I'm trusting that it's good, because the Bible says, like, he always has a good plan for you. Like, he's not out to get you. So it's just funny how everything worked out. And Woman in White was supposed to be, like, a 4-year contract, and it's come and gone. And this was supposed to be, like, 2 weeks to a month, and it's here we are. So
I feel bad for you, because, I mean, you were coming into a role that was very well known. And
yeah.
I think it's hard. I mean, I feel sorry all the time for recast people. I'm like, people, you need to give them at least 2 months to 3 to, you know, give them some time to get their feet wet, to make it their own.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you should talk to Lil White. I mean, she came in, you know, at the recast, too. And she had made Carly her very own. So,
yeah,
I think that's what you have done.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, so were you a soap fan growing up? Because, I mean, if you were a soap fan growing up and you know, when you found out that you got Maxie, then you would know who Maxie's parents are and the long history. Or did you not know anything about General Hospital?
I didn't know anything. I did not know anything about it. So, and it was funny because Jill Farren Phelps, the old producer, who's great. I think Frank is awesome. I'm obsessed with Frank Valentini, but I also love Jill. And she had told me, she told me the day of booking, the day before, she was like, listen, you know, she's so sweet. She's like, every actor that works on a soap freaks out the night before because it's just so much work. It's so much. If I do the math really quick, it's about 20 times the amount of work that a normal actor does on any other television show, honestly, in a day. So I'm coming from prime time, and I was freaking out. And she was like, everybody freaks out. Don't worry about it. But then she was like, but I really, really need you to pull this off. And she also asked me to do Maxie. She was like, I want you to do Kirsten's Maxie for the first month so that the audience has time to transition since this is so sudden. And I was like, okay. So, yeah, it was crazy. I didn't know anything about it. And I was familiar with Kirsten Storms because I used to watch her on Xenon, Girl of the 21st Century on Disney. So I knew who she was, and I really admire her work. And I watched probably 5 to 10 minutes of her work the night before after I booked it, just to kind of make sure I was doing it in the same vein. And then I just researched Maxie's history and kind of went from there. So it's been crazy. I love it. So I'm very blessed to have a job.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I think now, you know, I mean, especially with the Robin stuff, you know, you are knocking out of the park. And, you know, today I love you. I love Maxie. But Maxie should have never kept the mask secret. You know, I mean, you know, at the end of today, we, you know, you and Bradford, the courtroom scene, and, you know, it was like the last clip of the day. That's why I hate Friday cliffhangers, people, and they know this. So how was it for you knowing, I mean, the jail room scenes and all that and going to jail and all of this, how was it for you? And then knowing you were covering up for Matt this whole time, apparently.
I kind of figured that out back in October because, I mean, to the point where I would ask the PR reps over at GH and I would ask Frank and everything. I was like, wait, does the audience not know Matt did it? And they're like, no. And I was like, well, why did they not know that Matt did it? Because they had told me, it's funny enough, I can tell you this all now since all you guys know that Matt did it now, but they had told me back when Darren was the head writer, he tried to do this thing that just did not work. He met with all the actors individually, and he told all of us a different person. He told me that Robin did it, and then he told somebody else that I did it, and then he told somebody else that Matt did it, and somebody else that Spinelli did it. And so, of course, all the actors go downstairs, and we start talking, and we're all like, oh, he told me you did it. Oh, he told me you did it. Oh, he told me you did it. So, because he wanted all of us to play guilty, like, act like you're guilty to throw the audience off, right? Well, we're actors. I mean, we know when we're guilty, we're supposed to look like we're innocent, and when you're innocent, you're supposed to look like you're guilty. That's just that's like acting 101, right, to keep the story going along. But I didn't understand why the audience didn't know, because if you remember back to October, Max comes into Mac, not Matt. I know it might be hard to hear what I'm saying. Mac,
yeah.
M-A-C, my stepdad. So he came in to Crimson, and it was the day I was wearing that awesome pink sweater with the bow.
Yep.
And he was like, Maxie, you know, you can't cover up for Matt. Like, you can't keep protecting him. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about or whatever. And she's kind of giving him an attitude. And as soon as he leaves, she runs over to her phone on the desk, and she calls up Anthony Zaccara, and she's like, hey, this is Maxie Jones. I need to follow up on that favor or whatever. So to me, I always thought the audience knew. And all the time, and the PR people, Mitch Messenger, he's the PR guy for ABC, they'd be like, no, you can't say anything. And I would be like, but what? But it's just interesting. So I've known for months, and to the point where Jason Cook and I would talk about it, and he'd be like, I did not. And I'd be like, yes, you did. Why do you not think that Matt did it? And I love him. And so, I mean, it's been motivating my scenes for a really long time, so I'm just really, really glad that the audience knows now that Matt did it, because I'm hoping, you know, people will go back and, like, watch scenes and be like, oh, that's why she was acting that way.
I had this feeling, too, that Matt did, only because this is this might sound like a really bad reason why I was thinking this. I'm like, it cannot be Spinelli, because he cannot do time. You know, Jason and Sonny will, you know, get him out of jail. And, you know, they would not do that at my Spinelli. And I'm thinking, Robin is too good, even though Lisa
Robin's
did
way
well.
Too good.
Yeah, I mean, Robin, even though Lisa, you know, blew her mirrors up, and then I thought about Patrick, and I'm like, no. We don't know everything about the Drake boys, but I didn't think Mudu, but I was always going on that. Because I'm like, wait, all we know is he is, Patrick's brother. That's, and the doctor, that's all we know about him. You know, and so, you know, and I will get to, we have so many calls, but I wanted to ask you three more quick questions, actually. I love the Lulu and Maxie friendship. I think that is one of the greatest friendships, you know, on daytime. And when you went in, you know, when you were telling Lulu, I did something bad. I did something really bad about Robin. And I'm like, no, you did something, whoops. You made just a little mistake, Maxie. You kind of blew up a lab. You and Lulu have such a great relationship. I mean, in the beginning, Maxie and Lulu could not stand each other and all of that. But how do you like the Maxie and Lulu relationship?
I really like it. I hope that there's more scenes I get to do with Julie Berman. I really love her as well, so that makes it fun. But I like it, and I think it's an interesting relationship because, again, I know I wasn't the actress who played Maxie at the time, but I did research, and I know the history of their relationship with Johnny and with Cooper and all that. So I like their friendship. I feel like it's such a even though it's a little messed up, I feel like it's a good example of how girls should be with girls. I feel like we need to be kind to each other. You know, I think women are so quick to make each other their enemies, and I'm really about like sisterly bonding between women. So I like that they became friends.
You need to go apologize to Liz a couple of times while you at it. I mean, you and Liz, you know, Elizabeth, don't have the best relationship.
Oh, but I love Becky Herbst. I just love her so much. And she makes me laugh because there was a scene where Lucky comes back, right? And I think it aired in December-ish. I had to tell her that she was, like, bottom of the barrel and she was black slime. And that day, I literally was, like, almost in tears before we ran. I was like, Becky, like, I feel so bad saying these things. And she's like, Jen, welcome to daytime. That's how it works. And I'm like, okay, but just so you know, like, I don't mean any of this. Like, it's going to come out so mean. I just don't want you to take it personally. And I know you're an actress, and I know you're sane, and I know you know it's scripted, and I know it's about Elizabeth. But I'm like, I just hope you know, like, it's really hard for me, and I don't think any of these things about you. I wish they could be friends, but, I mean, I've talked to the writers about that so many times. I'm like, could they be, like, what if they, like, became roommates? Like, what if they ganged up on Matt and realized that he was kind of, like, playing them, and then they became roommates, and they're like, no, that can never happen. And I'm like, I know.
Too much damage, Lucky, too much damage, Maxie, bad.
Too much damage.
Yeah, but my other two questions before I let everyone talk to you before they kill me, because they will. This is kind of a question I don't know if you will answer, just because of my morbid curiosity. Okay. So who do you think kisses though, Bradford or Zayton Cook? I just want to know.
Who do I think kisses better?
Yeah, because
Jason Cook. Jason Cook, without a doubt. Yeah, he's a good kisser.
So. You were supposed to say Bradford, but
I
know. In a way, I'm glad. I'm glad
no,
you
but
didn't.
Listen,
I'm glad you didn't.
I love Bradford. He's definitely my favorite actor to work with, maybe of all time, because he's awesome. But Jason Cook is a good kisser. So there's that.
I heard you on my friend iHouse show on Wednesday, and you did say on that show that you...
I'm rooting for Spixie.
Okay, good. You know what?
I am rooting for Spixie, but that's And before the Mountain Maxi fans crucify me like they do, like to do on Twitter, I love you guys. But here's the reason I was a huge Eminem fan, because I love working with Jason Cook too. And he's a good kisser. Did I mention that he's a good kisser? So it's fun to work with him as his girlfriend.
See?
But here's the thing. I'm really into healthy relationships, and I know it's soap, and I know that it's scripted and it's a drama, you know. But I really think I'm really all about, if you haven't picked up on it yet, I'm really all about women knowing their worth. I feel like as females, we struggle so much with our worth and with our self-esteem, and I've been through that, and I think most girls have, especially in the States, and I just feel like every woman needs to know, like, you are worth a Spinelli. You are worth a man that loves you, doesn't play games, and doesn't cheat on you. And I know, like, he and Elizabeth did not hook up, but he emotionally cheated on her. I mean, he really wanted to be with Elizabeth, and funny enough, Elizabeth was the one that said no, you know? And I just think that's not okay. Like, the guy that you're with needs to be like Spinelli.
Yep.
He needs to think that everything you do is so amazing, and that's not unrealistic. I mean, I've been with my guy for 8 years. I love him with every little bit of me, and he is so good-looking, but he acts like Spinelli. I mean, he is just so charming, and you know, Maxie's not perfect. Maxie needs to shape up. If she's going to be with Spinelli, she needs to wake up and recognize that Spinelli needs to be treated with the same respect that he treats Maxie. And if she stays with Matt, like, they need to have some open communication and stop playing games and, like, really, I know, I'm not saying commit to each other, like, get married, because I know Maxie's a marriage phobe. I'm not saying that. But they need to, like, it's time to, like, decide whether we actually want to be a couple or not. So
I think,
I'm a 60 fan. It has nothing to do with Jason Cook. It has nothing to do with, I think Matt and Maxie are, like, the cutest couple. And I think when they're giggly, they're so freaking adorable. So I was a big Eminem fan, but I'm sorry. As soon as he was kind of cheating on her with Elizabeth, and then he called her shallow and all these things, and I can't take that, because that a woman shouldn't be treated that way. So that is why.
My other question before I let other people on, because really, Colleen did not want to get killed tonight. Really, you guys, have you got to work with, like, Steve or Luke? Sunny at all, because I think you and Steve Burton would have really good timing, and Maxie, Kristen still worked with him, a lot, but their relationship was good.
Yeah, I do have to work with just J Sam. I mean, I'm a big J Sam fan, and so I think it's crazy that Maxie hasn't even talked to Sam since she's been pregnant, so I want to work with Kelly Monaco, and Steve Burton's great. I haven't worked with him. I worked with Maurice briefly when he came into Crimson, and it was very early in the beginning, and I don't remember exactly what was going on, but he came in, and he was trying to get his money from Spinelli, and Spinelli was talking to Maxie, and then Kate was there. So I worked with him briefly, and Maurice and I obviously talk, because we have our dressing rooms are by each other, so I see him all the time. Great guy. Anthony Geary, I have worked with him. I worked with him in the Anthony Zakara wedding. Great. And he's so nice, and he's a legend, and I just love, he's just such a nice guy. I really admire him for how humble and down to earth he still is after all of it, you know, because he has every reason to be cocky, and he's not, and I really admire him a lot.
I mean, after all, he was on the cover of Time and all that early on. So, that is a good reason. And, okay, I am going to bring on first my co-host, so Melody, to see, because I know she might have a question or two for you. Hey, Mel.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Okay, I have to admit, this is the first time I've ever talked to, like, a soap actress or actor, so if I can go
so
a little bit, I apologize. But the first thing I wanted to say is I completely agree with Carly on how that you've made that role your own. And when you first started, you looked a little awkward, which is completely understandable. I could only imagine. But you had, like, her mannerisms and stuff down so well. And I really enjoy watching you with Maxie.
Thank you.
And I think you've really made that role your own fairly quickly.
Thanks. Thank you so much. All thanks to Bradford Anderson. That guy encouraged me a lot, so I really appreciate him.
But I did want to ask you, did you ever get to see, like, Rick Springfield when he was on?
No. No, that's not true. I ran into him in the makeup room. He looked amazing.
That would be so nerve-wracking, I would think. I really admire
good
him
looking.
For coming
I mean,
back.
If anything, I was more starstruck that it's the guy who sang Jessie's Girl, because I love that song, and my best friend Julie and I love that song, and I was like, oh, my God, that guy sang Jessie's Girl. So, yeah, he's great. He's so attractive. I feel like he aged so well. I mean, he's, like, timeless. He's like Christina Wagner, another timeless person. You know, they never change. They're just gorgeous. So, yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Well, I really admire him for coming back, just for his on-screen air son guy.
Yeah,
you know, he's like, he hasn't forgotten where he's come from. But now I love you as Maxie. And like I said, I mean, it's going to take a little while to get into a role like that, but you did it so quickly. And even when you first came on, you seemed to have, like, her mannerisms and her attitude down really well.
Thanks.
I honestly thought you had studied her role for a long time when I first saw you on there.
Oh, no, 5 minutes the night before. I was terrified the morning of. I literally thought, I might go up to casting and tell them I can't do it. Yeah.
Right, and I love, see, my mind's going blank. I'm so nervous. The original Maxie, I mean, I loved her.
Robin Richards?
She's a great Maxie. I'm sorry?
Robin Richards?
No, the one before you. She's the original Maxie.
Kirsten Storm.
I've only been watching about 10 years, so.
Okay, Kirsten Storm.
Yes, Kirsten Storm. I mean, I loved her as Maxie. She's the only Maxie I've ever known. I watched her grow up in that role to a large extent. And so that's really hard to accept a new person. But, you know, sometimes it takes me years to think, like, okay, that's finally that character. But you did that in a couple of months, so.
Thank you. Yeah, I know it's hard. I mean, I can only imagine, because I get so attached to characters on shows that I watch, and I can only imagine a show that's been on for so long, I can only imagine how difficult it is to take that. I remember when I even got the role, I was like, wait, what? I was like, how does that even work? I was like, they're not going to just kill her or something? Like, what in the world are you talking about? They're like, oh, recasts happen all the time. And I'm like, wow, what an amazing audience. Can, you know, forgive that. So, yeah, so fans are awesome.
Well, yeah, like I said, sometimes it takes longer than others, but I really admire your acting skill in that, because I assume that's a really hard burden to carry at first.
Thank you.
That's all I really wanted to say, how much I admire you for how well you've done so far.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good job, Mel. Okay, so Mel, I'm going to put you on hold unless you don't mind I've done anything, because we have a couple of calls, so.
Oh, let's do
it. Yeah, we don't want them to kill us.
I don't want them to kill you either.
Thank you.
I'd have to go to prison for you as well.
Yes, okay, yeah, that would be cool. But no, and someone in the chat room wanted to ask, what are your favorite primetime TV shows, if you have any?
My favorite primetime TV show is definitely, hands down, Dexter. I'm obsessed with that show. I love it to the point where I have literally told my agents, I'm like, if it is a one line and it's like girl number 15 walking by with an ice cream cone and she is white, you are going to call and beg them to put me on the show. I love that show. Dexter is my favorite show. And then after that, I would say I really like Raising Hope. I like The Middle a lot.
That's a good one.
The Middle is so underrated, right? It's so good.
Yep, it is.
Oh, and people don't, I mean, I'm like, I am from Roanoke, Virginia. Like, that is truly how so many people are, and I relate to it, and I love it. And I don't think people in L.A., like, really get The Middle. And Eden Cher, who plays Sue, oh, my God, she is comedic platinum. I mean, she's better than gold. She's so good. She and the guy who plays Axel, oh, they're amazing. And I like Modern Family, of course, and I'm trying to think what else. I went, then, like, as far as reruns go. I watch The Nanny. I love that show. And I watch The Nanny and I Love Lucy are my favorite old school comedies. So, yeah, that's what I watch.
Oh, cool. And I mean, I read somewhere about you cooking cakes. Oh.
Yeah, in high school, I don't even remember how I really got into it, but I took my high school, Cave Spring High School, what's up, Roanoke, they offered a class in cake decorating, and I decided to take it as an elective, and I don't know how I ended up being able to do that, but I did. And I was really naturally pretty good at it, and so my teacher started asking me to make cakes. I think it's because I'm such a perfectionist, like to a fault, where it's like probably not healthy. But so I would spend so much time on my cakes that my teacher started asking me to make graduation cakes and stuff for people. And then people in the school started hiring me out. And she was like, you could kind of do this. And then this woman named Louisa, she's awesome. She goes to my parents' church. And she was babysitting my little brother one day. And I came home, and my final for that class was I had to make a wedding cake. That was, like, your final. And I made a wedding cake and brought it home for my family to eat. And she was like, oh, my gosh, that's so beautiful. And I'm like, nah, that's not that good. And she's like, will you make my wedding cake? And I was like, Louisa, have you lost your cotton-picking mind? Because you do not want me to make your wedding cake. I will fail, and I'm so, like, you know, you don't want me to make your cake. She's like, no, I really do. You could really do it. So I spent so much time on her cake because I was so worried. I wanted everything to be perfect. And it was delicious. And so then after that, people just started asking me to make cakes. So my poor mother let me use her kitchen when she wasn't working. So
do you ever still do it? I mean, do you ever, like, bring the cast cakes?
I do. They tease me. Bradford and Jason Cook tease me because I bring baked goods all the time. Like, I'm so Virginian. I, like, come in with my cowgirl boots and my dress and, like, baked goods. I'm like, I made cookies. I made, you know, pumpkin bread. I make a lot of pumpkin bread, pumpkin muffins. But I haven't made any cakes for them. But I was looking at cake pans this morning before I went to work. I got on Amazon and I was looking at cake pans. So I still make them from time to time. Like, I make friends' birthday cakes and stuff. But
I think that's great because I took home ec in a cooking class and I failed. So, you know what?
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was, except I failed it and I had to take it twice.
No.
Yeah, I was bad. So let me get to the calls.
Okay.
We have a block call, but I believe this is Dee. Dee, is this you?
Yep.
Hey, Dee.
Hello.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
But Cassie told me to call in. You always favor my tweets. This is nobody's fool.
I do.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I'm so glad it's Friday.
Yeah,
how are you?
better. I tell you, you're doing a great job. And I don't care what anybody says. You know, you stepped into a role, didn't have any. I guess you didn't have much drama, just listening to what you're saying into comedy, and you're doing a great job. I can't
wait
to see you with Christina Wagner tomorrow. I guess
Monday.
Monday. Well, yeah.
And I didn't know Matt. By the way, I didn't know Matt did it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, apparently most people didn't.
Well, all I saw him today was reminiscing about walking drunk. That's all I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
but, you know,
will be much explaining. We know Lucy has some explaining to do, so they will explain everything as time goes on. It's really good. I'm loving the storyline. I feel like there's a reason I'm not a writer, and Ron is pretty dang good at it, so.
Well, they're doing a lot of stuff that's, you know, like. See, I used to go to, I live in Virginia, so I would go up to the studio up to see One Life to Live, so. He liked to play everybody every day, the guy. So I guess that's what he's trying to do. But there's a lot of people who don't like it, and there's a lot of people who don't like the One Life to Live people coming on. But you have to have an influx of people to keep the story going.
Mm-hmm.
And
I
don't know, you know. And I'm glad that you're still there. And what
thank you, me too.
Cassie said to me, I told her you were coming. So thank you very much. Now I really have to get on the phone.
I told you, Dee, I will hook you up. I always hook you up with people.
I know you did. You made me talk to my Michelle Stafford. I almost died. You know, I wish I could go to I'm sorry I can't make it to California. I was there last year, but I got sick, so I'm not allowed
to. Oh, don't worry about it. We'll be doing events on the East Coast, too.
Oh, I'm in Virginia. Yeah, yeah. Are you going on the East Coast? When?
We're going to September. I'm sorry. September. We're going to September. Wow. It's Friday. We're going to New York in September 8th and 9th. And then you said you're in Virginia, right?
Yeah, but I could take the Chinese bus for $15.
Oh, no, girl, I'm from Virginia. I go to Virginia all the time. So I'm from Roanoke.
Okay, I'm in I'm in Midlothian, which is south of
Virginia. Yeah, I know where Midlothian is.
Oh, my God, somebody knows who Midlothian is? I think
I'm Virginian through and through, and we are the best.
Well, you know what? They don't like me down here. I'm a Yankee in the south.
Oh, cool. Well, that's okay. Wait, where are you from?
Brooklyn. Bensonhurst, by the way.
Oh, I love that. I like Brooklyn. Sassy. Sarah Bowie.
Yeah, but
Brooklyn's,
I want you to know,
girl.
Do me a favor. Tell the head writers they're really not portraying Bensonhurst the way Bensonhurst should be portrayed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think.
I know,
but you know what? What do you call it? I want to thank you for always favoring my tweets.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just a doll. You know, you are a doll.
Thank you for tweeting at me.
Yeah, I don't. Thank you for what?
Tweeting at me. I like when people tweet with me.
Yeah,
really
I like
nice.
When I tweet with you, too. Yeah, I know. It seems to be everybody's coming. I tweeted with you today, I think. And
oh, cool.
Actually, Cassie said to me, I told her you were coming. I said, so
I
thank you very much. Yeah, I know. She's like, I call her my, you know why I call her Hot Pockets? Because that's all she likes to eat is Hot Pockets.
Really?
Oh, my God. Is Cassie calling in? Do you know?
No, Cassie's not calling in because she said
okay.
She called the other day.
Okay.
She wanted me to call in. See, I don't really know. She has very much time, you know, on
her okay. Phone. So, yeah, okay. Dee, thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'll speak to you guys later. And it was wonderful.
Okay,
have
a good night.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, our next call is 305. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. What's your name?
Mickey.
Hi, Mickey. You are on the air with Zen and me. So, do you have a question for Zen?
I just want to say, hey, Jen, thank you so much. You're doing such a great job.
Oh, thank you. Really, really appreciate that. I know it's a tough adjustment still.
You're doing great.
Thanks.
I know it was hard. you're doing a good job.
Well, I really appreciate that. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for follow me on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. For tweeting with you. I love tweeting with people. I wish more people tweeted with me. I love it.
Well, then, if you're ever on at 1 o'clock in the morning, that's when sometimes I am on. So I will remember to tweet you, yeah. Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm up. Yeah,
Mick 42, that would be me.
Yeah, so... Nice. So do you have any other questions or anything?
You really didn't know Matt did it?
Oh, yeah.
I do, too. I do, too.
I knew it to the point where we would get in little tiffs about it. He'd be like, Jen, I don't think I did. Wouldn't they tell me? And I'm like, you did it, dude. How do you not know that you did it? I was like, they told us Robin did it. I was like, Robin didn't do it. Why would Robin do it?
3 months ago, I was like, Matt did this. He was drunk. He did this.
Yeah.
But you.
Yep.
Please tell me Felicia's going to pull you off the bridge.
I don't know. We haven't gotten that far in filming, so.
You know you've gotten that far in 6 weeks in advance and you can't talk about it, but Felicia pulled you off the bridge.
I don't know. I really don't. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but that's a good thing because thank God I'm not a writer. I could not say that enough. Chill. I would not.
And so many people want to be writers these days, and they're just dogging certain characters and storylines. And why can't they just be happy that our folks are still on the air?
Come on, people.
I think
Ron's doing an amazing job. And that really does
not mean Frank's doing that.
He's doing a great job. And look, if everybody, I mean, if it was me, the reason my show would fail if I started writing is because I would probably give the audience what they want. And as soon as you give the audience what they want, then honestly, there is no show. You know, like it's over. It's all wrapped up in a
bow.
Well,
you know,
everybody can't be happy all the time. That's the reason why.
No.
So.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay, Zen, do you have time for a couple more calls or what?
Oh, sure.
Want? Okay.
Oh, sure. Because
you said 35 minutes, so.
Good.
Thanks. Call back in. Call back in.
Love you.
Love you. Tweet with me.
Great job.
Again. All right. Have a good night.
Bye.
Well, I remember when we were discussing you coming on, you said 45 minutes, so I just
I didn't know that. Well, we can keep taking the call.
Okay.
I figured it was going to be an hour, so whatever you
want
to do.
Oh, no. I mean, I want you here as long as you can. 361, you're on the air.
Hey, Jen, this is Willie, Party Will.
Hi, how are you?
Honey, I love you. You're rocking, and me and Jen, she knows this. I defend her every time because I know it's hard to do the recast. I was in a Spanish soap years ago. I was on a Spanish soap years ago for Televisa, and I came in as a recast myself, and it's very difficult. But I give you credit because you stood up. You know, you took the challenge, and you didn't, like, give up or nothing. You're still there, so I give a lot of props to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I always tell everybody you're my Twitter bestie.
Oh, that's so sweet. Nice.
Yeah, because, you know, and you favor my tweets, and sometimes you RT, so that's pretty cool. But you're such a sweet person, and, you know, like I always tell people, I never have nothing problem with cursing. It's just, you know, it's, you know, I understand from, because I've been, like I said, on a soap before. I mean, the writers change things because I write myself, and as a writer, you have visions of where you're going with the story. It's not against anything, just the actress. It's just the way the vision of the storyline goes and the characters and what's going to happen next. And I got to tell you, I'm with you. I knew it was Matt, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're right.
I'm so glad the cat is out of the bag. Because I have been wanting to talk about it for so long, and I'm like, don't you understand now? Like, so, because people would be like, well, why did Maxie do this? Why did Maxie do that? And I couldn't answer the question. It's like, because she's covering for Matt.
Well, you all did a great job, and definitely, I was very impressed. Even, you know, like I said, I've got some friends that watch with me, and it's funny. It's almost like watching Clue, like who's the suspect and this and that.
Yeah,
but it was dragging out a little bit, but I had a feeling too. You know, I knew it was going to be Matt.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I really love where they're taking the story. It's very exciting. So.
Yeah, and then that's so cool too that you mentioned about this, how you enjoy working with Bradford Anderson.
Bradford,
it's cool, and the Matt. I'm kind of keen on both because you got great chemistry for both actors. So
thank you. I see
what you meant, like the way you are with Matt as Maxie. It's like the quirkiness, the softiness, the tenderness.
It's so cute. And
with Nelly, he's there too. He's sweet and tender, but yeah, he's the gentleman.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's the cool part because you think about it, Maxie's, you know, she's not playing the field, but in a way, she's got the best of both worlds. She's got two guys that they really want her, you know?
Yeah, and if they were blended together, they'd probably be the perfect guy for her, but I like Spinelli for her, too, because honestly, Maxie is so broken and vulnerable, and she puts on a mask of fashionista, and she puts on a mask of confidence, but I mean, if you study psychology at all, I mean, even a drip of it, it's anybody who's had abandonment like she has and has had death, you know, she lost Georgie and then she's dealing with the guilt over Robin's death, you're gonna feel broken and you're gonna feel like it's your fault and you're gonna feel like maybe it's me, maybe I'm the problem in this equation and I think that she needs a guy like Spinelli, somebody that can see her for who she is. And I think Spinelli is the only person that Maxie is really herself with, and I like that.
Okay, Will, and that's all.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you talking to me.
Have a great night.
I keep tweeting.
I will.
Yeah.
Have a good night. All right, bye.
Zen, don't let people on Trudeau get you off Trudeau. I know sometimes they want to say the crappiest thing, but don't let it get to you. I mean, you know, you're dealing with a very divided fan base. You know, Maxie, you know, Spinelli, Maxie, Matt, that's a very divided fan base, and I think that's hard for a lot of people. So
I think it is, too. And, I mean, I want Maxie and Matt fans to understand, like, I was in that camp so hardcore for the longest time, and it really has nothing to do with how cute they are. It's just, as Jen Lilly, I cannot, in good conscience, support that kind of relationship because it's just everything I hate about.
Yep.
I just hate when women are neglected in relationships.
And exactly.
So that's the only problem I have with it. It has nothing to do with, because they're so cute. I mean, I loved playing when Matt and Maxie were flirting and having fun, and we got some fun scenes like around Thanksgiving. Like all those scenes were so cute, and you just kind of wanted to watch them. And I loved those scenes and loved doing that. But that's my only thing. I can't, like, that's my opinion, and I can't change it just because I don't feel moral about saying that I'm pro Maxie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 781, you're on the air with us.
Oh, hi. It's Kathy.
Hello.
Hey, Kathy. Yay. Well,
hi.
You pressed one.
Hi,
Jen. You pressed one, so I thought maybe you wanted to ask a good question.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good,
I'm
good,
excited
good.
To talk to you. I think you're an incredible actress, first of all. And
thank
I
you.
Think you've done a fantastic job with Maxie right from the beginning.
Thank
right
you.
From the beginning. And more than that, I follow you on Twitter, and I think you're the nicest person.
Oh, thank you.
You are just a nice person. What do I want to ask you?
Oh, God. Kathy, I'm
you're
sorry.
So
I saw you number one, and... You know, you are my guru, and I'm not going to knock you
over. Oh, I have things to ask her. I could talk to her all night. She's so nice. How did you like being in The Artist? The silent film and all.
Oh, my gosh. I loved it so much because I love silent film, and I've talked about that movie so much. I love it. It was such a dream come true for me, and I know I always say that, and I wish I could come up with different verbiage for it, but I don't know how to explain how much I loved it, except for saying it really was like my wildest dream come true. I just love it. That was such an experience, and I just feel like I was part of history. So I feel
well, you were.
Really
you
blessed.
Were. It was a silent film. How was that?
I loved it. I mean, I love silent film. I think silent film's so endearing, and clearly so did the audience. And I particularly loved it. My favorite thing, I think, about The Artist, besides it being silent, was that it came out in 2012 when the world economy is so depressed right now, and silent film originally came about because of the Great Depression, and it was a way to cheer people up, and it was a way to provide inexpensive escape and vacation for people. And so I just love how charming and how timely it is that a silent film came out in 2012 during economic tumult, and I feel like it really did uplift people, and it was this joyous theatrical experience, and I just think it's so poetic. So I just loved it. I loved everything about it.
And all the awards it won. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that was really something.
Like,
and I was
baby.
So excited when I found out that you were in it.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, you're great, and you're doing a great job. And I really love the maxi pot. I mean, I agree. You belong with Spinelli.
Kathy and I agree on a lot of things on the show. That's why Kathy is my go-to. Yeah, person. And Kathy, did you have anything else to ask you?
No, I just love you, Jen. I think you're great.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, I was dying. I was waiting on the phone for a long time. I'm glad I had the chance to speak with you.
Cool.
Kath,
I'm going to put you back on mute, but when Jen's gone, then we'll, put you back on with us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, Maylon Radio is here. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hi, Jen.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
Awesome. I'll ask a question, but I don't know if it's been asked yet because I had to miss a few minutes of your show real quick.
Okay, well, I'll let you know if it's been asked. Go for it.
Okay. Is there any other actor on the show that you want to work with that you haven't gotten to yet?
I have not been asked that. And, yes, I really want to work with Kelly Monaco. I'm sad that Sam and Maxie, I mean, they're friends, and I'm like, why doesn't Maxie know? Like, does she even know she's pregnant? I don't know. So,
right.
Well, actually, no, I know she knows she's pregnant, but I don't know why they haven't seen each other. So I would love to work with Kelly Monaco, and I think she's an amazing actress. So, her, but I mean anybody I haven't worked with. I just love the whole GH cast, and I really want to work with Star too because I think Kristen Alderson is so adorable. So I told her the other day, I was like, I'm going to have to adopt you as my little sister in California because you're my sister's age, and I just love her. So I'd like to work with her as well.
What about Little White? I think Max and Carly would absolutely have fun. Yeah.
They'd have fun, and I feel like they would also kill each other a little bit, which is fun. sure.
But, the thing about that is you love Bradford, and Carly loves Jason. And so, both of you could bond over that, and you guys could get in a little trouble. I mean, with getting into trouble. But I think that would be a good story for Maxie, because Maxie needs to get in a little safe trouble, not murder trouble, just like, I don't know, take Kate's Fashion magazine down. Yeah, I think you would do.
I don't think Maxie would do that, because I feel like Maxie, even though Kate can be a bitch, for lack of better words, I think Maxie still looks up to Kate. I don't think she would do that. Who knows? I mean, I'm not the writer again, so whatever Ron writes generally does. So we'll see. That would be interesting. I don't know. I feel like Maxie kind of aligns herself with Kate. I think she's a little loyal to her, even if it doesn't always come out that way.
Well, yeah, but Kate treats Maxie like shit. She does. I mean, she treats Maxie like a lab dog.
Except for lately.
Well, because she has DDD, and you don't know who you're talking to, Kate or Connie.
That's right. It would definitely be interesting.
Do you have time for, one or two more calls? Okay, Chris, I'm going to put you on hold, and Maison Radio is on in 32 minutes, right?
Yeah,
what?
That's right.
Oh.
Okay. Okay, Chris, I'm going to put you on mute you.
Okay.
Nope. I love muting people just for a second. I don't know. I feel powerful tonight.
I love it.
Yeah, 585, you're on the air?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with us?
Hi, my name's Haley.
Hi, Haley.
You called in. Hello. How are you?
Nervous. I'm good. How are you?
Yay, don't be nervous. I told you don't be nervous.
Haley, come on. Don't be nervous.
Okay.
I was actually going to ask you, like, how you felt about working with Kelly Monaco more.
I hope I get to, because she's so good. I really like working, I really like watching her act. I think she's really, really good, and I think I just respect her as an actress, so I really hope I get to work with her. I think it's always nice to work with an actress who's better than you or an actor who's better than you, because I feel like it makes you better. So I would love to work with her. I think she's great.
I love the Maxie and Sam friendship. And
I know, like, and I'm so sad. I feel gypped. I'm like, come on, guys.
I know.
I
haven't seen, like, any of you guys together, and I want to see that so
bad. No, and I've been on the show almost 9 months now, and I'm like, why? I'm like a full term almost. I'm seeing the baby. Maxie's not seen her. So, yeah, strange. But, yeah, they have a fun friendship. And
I know.
I hope I get to work with her. She's great. So pretty, too.
I know.
On a side note, she's fun to look at.
Okay, well, that's all.
Oh, you're so cute. Well, thanks for calling. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, thank you for talking to me.
Of course. We'll talk
about
it.
Yeah, Haley, call back. Haley, call back, and we do not bite around here.
Okay, I totally will.
Okay, cool.
Have a good night. And a good weekend.
All right,
night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, you have time for one more call?
Sure.
Okay. because if I get to mostly everyone, then they won't kill me. And
that's
then you
good.
Don't have
and
to go
to
prison.
Prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
615, you are on mail.
Hi, Jen.
Hi. Hey,
is this
Karina?
No, this is Jen.
Oh, it sounds like Karina. Well, you have a lovely voice. Hello, Jen.
I'm Jen's Domaholic on Twitter.
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I adore you.
Oh, I adore you. I favorite your tweets a lot.
I think you're awesome.
So sweet.
Nothing against Kirsten Storms, because I think she was awesome as Maxie, but you have made me love Maxie where I didn't before.
Thank you.
So, I think you've done an incredible job.
I
said I cannot wait to meet you in July.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I can't wait to meet everyone. You should be on my bowling team, but we're going to lose, so. But it'll be fun.
And Team Spixy all the way.
Oh,
yeah.
Good, yeah.
I
do not like
Who
Matt.
Who knows if it'll ever happen, though.
Same reason you don't. I don't like the way he treats her, so.
Yep.
I mean, but he's nice to look at, that's for sure.
Yep.
Right?
Sure. He needs to lose the beard, though.
I was just going to say, but he needs to trim the beard. That's hilarious. I know. We kind of pick on him. We're like, oh, Bunyan. So, that's funny. But I think he looks so young without it, and he likes looking a little bit older. But
That's true.
He can still rock it, though. I mean, he's a good-looking guy. So.
Well, I think you've been phenomenal with the scenes lately. Just
Thank
incredible.
You. Oh, I'm so glad, because I'm so worried. Every day I throw up at 3 o'clock.
Don't.
You're one of the reasons that I tune in every day, so.
Thank you so much. So, thanks. Oh, my gosh, I'm so glad you called in. This is so fun. And I'm so glad you're coming to the fan club weekend.
Yeah, and you need to come to Nashville sometime for an event.
We are working on it, and I am being 100% serious. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'll be there for sure.
Well, great. I don't know when it's going to be. We're trying to work it out on our calendars, but it should be fun.
Cool.
I've been in Nashville forever.
I'm sorry?
I said I haven't been to Nashville for forever, but I have cowgirl boots, and I'm wearing them right now, and I'll wear them in Nashville.
That's awesome.
And we will
so
eat grits, and we will drink
music.
Sweet tea.
You like country music?
Confession, I like radio-friendly country music. mm-hmm. which is such a cop-out. Like, I like the Dixie Chicks, and I like Taylor Swift, and I like Carrie Underwood, but then a lot of it I don't like.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I did. I mean, my little brother and sister love country music, but I am just not cool enough to, like, get into it.
Yeah,
I want
but you...
to. I'm like, I really want to be part of that, like, trendy crowd that, like, loves country music, but I only like some of it.
But then you just won my heart. Then you just won my heart over with how realizing I love Taylor. I love Taylor.
Great.
I mean, yeah, I love Carrie too. Yeah. Did you have any other questions? For...
I just want to tell her how awesome she is.
Oh, cool. So sweet. Oh, I love my fans. Cannot say that enough because you guys encourage me and I'm terrified every day. I'm like,
do not be terrified. Okay, so, but you don't have any other questions for anything? Oh, yeah.
No, my only question was when she's coming to Nashville, and she said she's coming soon, so that's
Yeah, I think it'll be like fall, but I know we're trying to work out something either fall, but we might try to do August. We're just trying to work it out with the schedule, so... I will definitely put it on my website, and I'll tweet about it as soon as we...
Do you have time for...
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. You broke up for a second, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to answer this question. I have time for one more, and then I got to go because I'm going to an art show.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
216...
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Jen. It's Jen Maunders.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm so glad you called.
Wonderful now. It's my birthday and I get to talk to you.
Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you. I just have one question for you real quick.
Okay.
Being an actor and having the emotional scenes that you do, what do you think about when you are doing these scenes?
It depends on the circumstance. A lot of times, well, when I'm doing the scene, I'm playing them like Maxie. I mean, I don't know how to really explain that, but when you're in the scene from action to cut, like, you are that character, and you have to live and breathe in that character, and you have to really feel what they feel, and you have to think their thoughts, I feel like, in order for it to be... that's, like, what I don't worry about. Like, if I feel like I really was Maxie in that moment, sometimes I don't worry about how it looked, and sometimes people don't like my choices, but I'm like, well, that's just what I felt in the moment. But to prepare for it, I do a lot. I research Maxie's history, and I also will try to think of how I can relate to it in my life. Like, with Robin's death, I told myself that my sister KK, who is my Georgie, was dead because of me, technically, because of, like, the text message killer. And then I would tell myself that my cousin Amy, who I am so unbelievably close with, she's, like, my sister, and she doesn't have a sister, so I'm, like, the sister she has, and she's really like my Robin. I mean, I really get the Maxie-Robin relationship because of my cousin Amy. So I would tell myself that I did this to Amy, and it would break my heart. I mean, I don't know what I would do if Amy was a doctor and... I don't know what I would do. So I would tell myself that, which was really heartbreaking. And then also just it really empathize with Maxie. I mean, I love people and to a fault. And I just feel like I look at Maxie as a friend because I think when you're friends with someone, at least like according to the Bible, which obviously I believe in, it says, like, a friend is someone who cries with you. When you mourn, they mourn with you. And when you have joy, they have joy with you. And there's no jealousy or anything involved. It's just, like, your friend is really the person that's actually there for you. And so I think about if Maxie was my friend, it would be so easy for me to sit there and cry with her about her life and circumstance because it is so tragic. And,
I totally get that one.
What?
I totally get that when watching you and you bawling your eyes out or flaking out at, you know, whoever you're acting with is, I get that one too.
Yeah,
but
and
I totally get where you're
Bradford,
coming from.
It's easy.
Right.
Because he's, I don't know, there's something about Bradford Anderson, like working with him, that just makes me feel, he can totally, I mean, sometimes I will have the giggles, and I will not be able to control myself, and I will just, it is so hard. I mean, I'll literally sit there and be like, think of dead puppies, think of anything, like, think of anything to, like, get a
straight face. And you're laughing.
And if I look at Bradford, yeah, if I look at Bradford, I'll be like, okay, I'm Maxi now. Like, that guy can totally put me in the zone in, like, under 0.1 second. I mean, so I just love acting with him, and so I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of times when I'm with, when I'm doing scenes with Bradford, I think the scenes that will air probably Monday and Tuesday, there's some scenes that between Maxi and Spinelli. So since you guys found out, it's Matt today, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the episode. Did it end with her? How do you know it's Matt? What did it end with? Did it end with Maxi?
Yeah, you guys. Well,
you
I did.
Matt did it.
Yeah, Matt did it.
I know,
yeah.
But did,
I didn't watch
did,
today's yet. I've been gone all day, so I didn't know any of it, but...
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Well, anyway, there's a scene between Maxi and Spinelli, and it's just so tragic, because I feel like in Maxi's head, she's just like, hold me, hold me, hold me. Like, that's all I kept saying in my head. Like, while I was doing the lines, I'd look at Bradford and be like, help me, save me, hold me, protect me, like, stop me from doing this.
Right.
And so that makes me cry because it's like I'm screaming in my head, like, please, 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 please help me. And obviously you can't because it's scripted. So I don't know. That's what I think about. The long way
to dance. That's awesome. And I love your guys' scenes. Even when Bradford's, you know, sitting there with these looks on his face, just like he's totally heartbroken when he hears you say something or, you know.
And I think
you're
totally blowing him
off. It's like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for him.
Yep.
Oh, God. He makes me, I mean, lately my scenes with Bradford, when I'm done with them, I just have to, like, either sit there on set or, like, go off set for a second. And I just have to, like, cry because I'll be like, people are like, what's wrong? And, like, it's just so tragic. So tragic. Like, these two people are not together. Like, it breaks my heart sometimes. I feel like their love is so Shakespearean, and I kind of love it.
Yep.
Love it. I love their angst. So, yeah, it's great.
That's the best part of the shows.
Yeah. Isn't it? I think all shows.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay, so
you're doing
you have
an awesome
any...
job. And thank you very much for talking to me, and thanks for the PM.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, have a good
one.
Nice. Okay, Jen, I loved having you on, and I hope you will come back because,
of course.
You know, I could do 3 hours with you. Yeah,
oh,
just get
I
into
could
Max.
Stay on all night if I didn't have an art show. I would love talking to you.
Oh, no,
that,
I
so.
Know. And, no, I would love it for you to come on again. And please tell Bradford that Carly from Daytime After Dark says hi.
I will.
He should come on the show again. And say hi to Laura and everyone, because
I
tell everyone they are doing an amazing job.
I will.
Okay.
I know we all appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me on, and have
a
good night.
Oh, no problem.
Have a good night and tweet with me.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Okay, I will play the whole song if I have more time tonight. But Laylon fans, hold on to your hats. Don't stop believing. Laylon is coming. Mildy's here. Laylon Radio is here. Private Number is here, and Kathy is here, and I think Candace is here, and Silo is not here yet. So, hi everyone, how did you like my little interview?
Oh, that was awesome. I was so nervous.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay. Hi.
Are we all on?
Yes, Kathy, I am so sorry. I thought you wanted to, you know, be on with Zen, and, you know, I mean, I thought
I did.
You were.
I did. Okay. That's why I pressed 1. I did want to be on with her.
Okay, good. Well, I was going to feel really, really bad, you know, because I did that to you about people, so, yeah. Okay, the song I just played was from Zuni, Don't Stop Believing, and because people don't stop believing, Leilani is coming, and it's going to be sweet, and it's going to be great.
Thursday
and I love
great. Wasn't Thursday great?
Yeah, and I love that this, you know, the other couple's fight. Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. You know. Okay. Oh, Silo's here. Yay! Silo, hi!
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Silo.
Hi, Kathy. Hi. Hey, I just want to tell you, that was a great show with Jen.
It was.
Thank
very
you.
Good,
it was.
Very good.
I was nervous.
Well, I was nervous in the beginning, and I'm like, I wasn't anymore. And, but, you know, it was a really good interview, and boy, she was on for like an hour and something. It was great. Throughout everything else I was going to talk about tonight, but that's okay. I just wanted to test on a couple of things because we know the Great Raids on Radio is having a show in 15 minutes, and we don't want to be late to that, or, you know, Christy will kill all of you, and then she might kill me.
No, she won't.
Why won't? I'm not a killer. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, yeah, but for me, you would kill. I honestly believe you would kill for me. So, yeah. No, I just want to say this has been like the week of coming and going stuff. And I just want to say that Brandon Ross is safe and the whole Raving Beauty thing is crazy. And if anyone didn't hear about that, there was a little to-do thing going on, and,
I know,
you know
nothing. I know nothing.
Okay, well, Raven said on Sunday that, you know, Brandon was out, and there was about 8 people out, too. And then, you know, Brandon Ross was on to-do saying, this is not true. And it was kind of like a to-do role, but Raven doesn't have to-do. And so, you know, kind of made a lot of fans angry, you know, the Zonnie fans and stuff. So it was kind of crazy. So, you know, I mean, I think Brandon and Bradford are safe. So I just wanted to clear that up. But has anyone heard the rumor about Michael being recasted to Chad Drew?
Yeah, I hope that's a rumor.
And you know what? You know what? It's very strange because it was only posted on. Candace, you here? You're on the air. Speak.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, God, Candace, don't speak.
Hi, Candace.
I gotta speak.
You're sick.
Well, I have a throat infection.
Oh, you
oh,
sound
oh
awful.
My.
So the doctor told me not to talk for 48 hours, but I promised Carly I was going to call her tonight.
Well, you shouldn't
I
be talking.
Said, okay.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Don't talk.
Okay, I said call in, I said say hi, but you didn't have to talk. You trying to get everyone mad at me? See?
I didn't say that. I just wanted to let everybody know I was here.
I know,
but talking.
Okay, but no more talking. You grounded. Got it?
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I love hearing your voice more than anyone, Candace, but
I love
the dog
too.
I know. But you need to get well for tomorrow. For Carly, you need to get well for tomorrow. So,
it's Sunday. It's Sunday, the concert's
Sunday. Sunday, Sunday. Sunday, you need to get better.
I am. I'm working on it.
Good. So I'm glad you're here, Candace, because I will miss you. I just want to say, you know, that the Sam fight was the best thing of all the week. You know, it was the best, you know, it was the best popcorn eating experience.
Okay, what day was that on? Yep. Because, you know, I'm always behind.
Well, I'm behind too, but I watched it for a second. It was on Thursday. Christy, it was on Thursday, right?
The good day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. I think I'm on Wednesday. So
Thursday was the day.
You know, yeah. So all I gotta say is, you know, I haven't been this happy in 3.5 years.
I love that. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You know, Kathy, I was going to email you. And
should've.
Then I'm like, oh, yeah, I will next time. But and
I should have
like,
gone on Twitter. I didn't.
Yeah.
I
have missed you on Twitter, Kathy. And I missed you on Two Silo on Twitter. I mean, Christy's always on Twitter. So, and Christy and I are on the phone. So that's, you know. But you too. I totally miss not talking to you guys during the week.
Well, I pop in and pop out.
Hell yeah.
I lurk. I lurk.
Yeah, I know you lurk, but you're supposed to, when you lurk, you're supposed to look for me. You know that.
I lurk. I didn't see anyone. I was on it a couple of times. I don't see anyone. So I don't say anything, but I didn't go on at 4 like I do sometimes. And after the Thursday, I wanted to go on because that was the most exciting day in General Hospital. Thursday
mm-hmm.
was the best.
Well, remember what I said, and Christy and I will hold on to a word, right, Chris? What I'm about to say, right? Okay. We, no matter what day it is, no matter what, you know, what day it is, we will, either one of us will have a special edition of Ladies on Radio or Daytime After Dark when that couple is over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Oh. And, you know, I hold you to call in. But, okay, I hold, please, okay, I hold so Wednesday night when Nelly Bronco, Emmy Nas, Picks and Soap, and Spoilers, 10 Eastern, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. That is Wednesday night. And so, yeah, and... is someone playing the TV or something? Okay.
My daughter's watching Fairly Odd Parents.
I just want to say that was the best part of the week. And I saw about you, Kathy and Silo, and when I saw some of the fight, I'm like, yeah. So, and the liaison scenes were great, but I'm saving that for liaison radio, can have at that. See, I'm being a nice colleague tonight. See, Christy, remember, I'm being a nice colleague tonight.
I remember.
Okay, good. I just want to say Days of Our Life has been good. YNR has been good.
Yes.
Holding the Beautiful.
I'm up to date.
Good.
Everything's been good.
Yeah. I need to catch up with B&B this weekend. I mean, Kathy, good. Okay, Kathy, still good. I am pissed off, and you're the only one I can be pissed off with. Okay, do you know Army Wives only has 3 more fucking weeks left, and then they are done for the season? Yeah.
Really? I thought
yeah.
they ran through the summer.
Well,
no, they
could do
Drop Dead Diva.
No, we are talking about All Me Wives.
No, but are they going to put, I think what they do is they put Drop Dead Diva on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then I think they will go back to All Me Wives.
After
that.
Drop Dead Diva, yeah. They go back. But I love All Me Wives. I love All Me Wives.
Yeah,
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
But I missed the last one or possibly two.
Kathy, you know what? They repeat, Silo, they repeat it on Saturday nights.
Oh, they do? Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, they repeat it a couple times. If you don't see
yeah.
it at 9,
Saturday
they show
night,
it at 1.
Yeah, and the Monday
I'm
they
not
show
up
it.
At 1 usually.
But
neither am
can...
I record everything.
Yeah, me too. And Carly needs to, my TiVo says, gave me a mean message this weekend saying you guys need to slap it, saying I cannot record anything, I need to start watching stuff. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend besides sleeping. Because the next 2 weekends, I have my little nieces, and my little niece and brother, and my dad's birthday party next Sunday. So, yeah, so it's next week is busy. But I was mad to find out about All Me Wives, only 3 weeks left. I'm like, but I love All Me Wives. But I need to get caught up. I'm not caught up with that yet. But I'm enjoying it, and I need to get caught up with Grace and Private Practice, too. I'm a very bad person, yeah.
There was no private practice this week.
And there wasn't?
Yes, there was.
No.
It's on Tuesdays.
Oh.
On Tuesdays. It was on.
Man, I forgot.
It was on. It was good.
They moved it, right?
They moved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they moved
Tuesdays.
It, yeah.
I forgot. I totally forgot. Damn it. Or was it when she had, I won't say so Carly doesn't get spoiled, but.
Well, that's okay, but all I got to say is I really hope Private Practice comes back. I really hope Private Practice, comes back on, next season because I really
pissed. Oh, I did see it. I did see it. It's a really good epi.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it will come back. I think the ratings are going to be good right now because it's after Dancing with the Stars.
That's a
good rating puller.
Mm-hmm, it is. And, I love the Grace and PP lineup for you, but, they have to put Scandal on. So, I love it that they left Grace alone because I love Grace. I love McDreamy. But, and I just want to say that they need, Days, I'm getting a little mad at them right now because they are not really showing Victor and Maggie that much. And so now I'm getting mad at them. I love Victor and Maggie. Unless Victor and Maggie is on this weekend, I haven't seen it. But I want Victor and Maggie back on Days of a Life.
I know. I miss them.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And, another thing, because I cannot go off on Christy so that much because it's
yeah.
just so...
I'm going to go and get ready for my show, so...
Okay.
We'll be on
I'll
soon.
Try and
see
make
in
it.
A couple minutes. Okay, last week it wouldn't let me in, and it wouldn't let me call the phone number either, so it said I needed a calling card, so I'll try and make it. I'll see what my computer does. Okay. Good luck with that. Thanks.
Okay, I'll be asking you over when you soon.
Okay.
Promise.
Hi.
Okay. I just want to say, because we only have a minute left, and I can only go on a minute rant. Fuck. Okay. Lay the hell off Carly. Okay, people? Lay off her. Okay? You know what? If it was between Kate and Carly, I'm on Carly's side. And I
agree.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, thank you.
Totally.
People back the hill off on Twitter about Carly and calling her all those bad names and everything. No. Kate is the one with the mental illness, not Carly. And yeah, okay, so see, almost up with Sunny. So what? She was angry. She was, that's what Carly does.
She didn't sleep with him, though.
Right, so she almost did.
Oh.
But that's what, you know, but that's what she does when she's hurt. And
I felt really, really bad for Carly because she really cared for Johnny. I felt really, really bad for her.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's why I was so glad you called in for the view because, I mean, it is wrong what they are saying out there. I mean, you know, everyone on the show sleeps with, you know, whoever, but when it comes to calling in this, sleeping mistakes, they go out of it. Excuse me, Connie is becoming the slut of the whole town, and, you know, it's okay for her to, you know, sleep, you know, with everyone and anyone. So yeah,
I can see Sonny forgiving Kate because she's mentally ill, but Johnny knew what he was doing. Johnny was wrong.
Yes, and
yeah, I don't think there's any way of talking out of that one.
Well, but Carly actually seemed like she was gonna be okay with it.
I don't think she's gonna be okay with it, though. I don't think she
is. Did he get a chance to explain it to her?
I don't think she's going to be okay with
it. No, they haven't gotten a chance to really talk, but I really think that she'll understand his point when she
I don't
finds
think she
out.
Will, because he told
I think
her.
He'll
he was
try
just,
to.
But
on
he told her.
Johnny
told Carly, he was just trying to get back at Sonny. He told her that.
Mm-hmm.
That's no excuse for her. I don't think she's going to make up with him. I don't.
No, I don't. I hope
he... I can see her trying to, but just not being able to get over it.
Yeah,
I don't
because,
think
she'll
be
able to get over it.
But no, and Liz on Radio is now, but, you know, I mean, so we really didn't get to talk on my show this time, but that's okay. Thank God for Liz on Radio.
Good night, everyone.
Night. You guys come over to Late Night Radio. And
yeah, okay, I got it to work, but now my computer's about
what
to die.
Shiloh, would you go into Liaison?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Good.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.